for the moment. The Czech daily Pravo on Monday reported that used car dealers have been feeling the crunch of a continuing economic crisis. Overall, sales of cars, both old and new, in the country have slumped by 30%, and those still in the market for a new vehicle now appear more likely to buy new, smaller vehicles than used for about the same price. A little earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to Lyle Frink, a journalist in the automotive industry, and asked him how he saw the current developments.
I think if you look at the whole picture, Czechs are losing interest in cars as a major purchase item. New car sales are down, and so I'm not surprised at all that used car sales are down. There have been such off and on shifts in demand and also in work schedules for people that I think there's just an uncertainty over taking on a major purchase like a car, whether it's a new or a used one.
Wouldn't you want to expect the opposite, though, to be true, that if people weren't willing to pay for new cars, that they might actually turn to used vehicles?
That's true. I'm a little surprised by that. But what I think is that used car lots have yesterday's fashions. And so I think now if people are inclined towards smaller cars, the used car lot will have the bigger cars that were in demand, say, a year and a half ago.
What are used car dealerships likely to do in these sort of troubled times?
I think used car lots will try to reduce their stocks as much as they can and reduce their staffing, and I guess they have to reduce their prices too. But this is something that's not original to the Czech Republic. Used car dealers in the U.S. took a big hit in the last year, or are taking it still, when consumer demand shifted from SUVs to smaller cars. And so they were left with a lot of trucks and SUVs that people suddenly stopped buying.
At what point do you think Czech consumers will return to used car lots and begin buying used cars again?
I would say a couple months of normality.
Those who aren't suffering at this time of economic crisis, those who still have funds to spend on a car and have around 170,000, they would be now more likely to go and buy a new car because you can get a fairly decent model for that kind of price now.
Right. I think that there are such deals on new cars that I think the used cars on a lot might not just be able to compete. That you can get, you know, more for your buck, a little bit of glamour that comes with having a new piece of metal. And so why go for a used car?
Well, indeed, that was Lyle Frink talking to Radio Prague's Jan Welling.